Blog Talk Radio.
A dedication to the independent woman, to the one working hard for hers. This is just my way of letting you know I see you, baby. And I brought a friend along to help me show my appreciation the right way. Ladies, Mr. Jamie Foxx. Mr. Foxx. Ladies.
Remix.
I love her cause she got her own. She don't need mine, just to leave mine alone. There ain't nothing that's more sexy than the girl that won't but don't need me. Young, independent, yeah, she work hard. But you can't tell from the way that she walks. She don't slow down cause she ain't got time to be complaining, shorty gon' shine.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the, wait, is this Monday night? This is Monday night, to the Monday night incredible show. It's the Kia the Unplugged show right here on the fabulous exclusive We Talk Radio Network. We got to thank you all for tuning in across the globe. Shout out to Will Odom, who's tuning in today, our incredible marketing director for We Talk Radio Network. And, of course, we are getting geared up now for the new season, interviews, all kind of great stuff. If you want to get an interview, you want to get interviewed on We Talk Radio Network, we want you to be interviewed. We'd love to, you know, highlight your new product or a new great idea or new business or whatever it is that you've got. So send us an email to wodom@wetalkradio.com. That's wodom@wetalkradio.com. And if you're thinking about, you know, having a new show, listen, do you think this is something you can do? Now, this is like a real deal. This is not no play thing, like for real, for real. You got to be serious about it. I've had a couple people coming to me throughout the years, hey, Key, I want to do a show. And then when it's time to do the show, it's like, didn't realize how hard it was going to be. Shout out to Mandy, the mentor, who is holding it down. She she's got a brand new show, and she's finding out it ain't easy. But when I tell you she is doing her thing, she's doing her thing because she realized you can't quit. You know, no matter what it looks like, you can't quit. But she already knew it wasn't going to be like easy breezy anyway. She knew that when she got into it, and still she kept going. I'm proud of her, and her entire team is standing behind proud of her too. So shout out to E-Man, who is doing an awesome job producing that show. The entire team is just amazing. So you can check them out on Blog Talk Radio. So if you're wanting to do a show, definitely send B. Ray an email. Rhonda Ray, you can send her an email at bray@wetalkradio.com. That's the letter bray@wetalkradio.com. Shout out to the Karma Show. That show is actually coming soon. If I'm not mistaken, it's coming in the next 90 days, because if I'm Rhonda Ray and Will Odom, actually, no, it wasn't Will Odom. I mean, it wasn't Brother Ray, it was Will, actually, who coordinated that. Shout out to Will Odom, who put that one together. So we actually talked last year, the end of last year, so we're going to start her show in March. So really excited about it, and you should be, too. Got a lot of good stuff coming with that. Hot Topic tonight, the Hot Topic panel is here. Shout out to, oh, my goodness, shout out to Paul Hill. I just saw you in the chat. I didn't see you a second ago when I went back in there, but I just saw you just now in the call log. Shout out to Paul Hill, who always holds it down. He's been listening one of our day ones since A1. Noriega Keller, too, is also one of our day ones since A1 since day one. Is that, did I say that right? Whatever it is. Yeah, they've been here forever. Since we've been on the air, they've been here, real talk. So gotta give a big ups to them. Huge shout out to T Smiley, who's holding it down in the building, always smiling, showing them pearly whites. big shout out to May T, CP, and B Ray. I want you to keep her in the prayers, please, because she's been rushed to the hospital. She has some pains in her chest, so just please keep her in your prayers. You know, real talk, this is my girl, and she just celebrated a birthday. And so we want to make sure we just keep, you know, all of our team uplifted in prayer, real talk. So I want you guys to stay right there. When we come back, we're going to talk about some of the stuff that's actually happening in the community. Be race and deal with a whole lot of topics. So we're going to talk about that and more. Don't go anywhere. I've got some music. I got all kinds of stuff happening right here on We Talk Radio Network. Uh-oh, snaps. Wait a minute. Oh, snaps. Oh, snaps. Shout out to Jennifer. Jay Price, my original, what's up, girl? My original photographer. She's in the building, too. Shout out to Jay Price, girl. She's holding it down. I think she's in California now. She still got her same phone number. I see you in the chat room. What's up, home skillet? We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back right here. Tune in to KDM Club. We come ready. Yeah.
Wrong kind of right, a happy kind of sad, feels so good, but it hurts so bad, denying the truth, and believing a lie, reason to laugh, is the reason I cry, not fair. Beautiful problem, beautiful,
love got such a
beautiful, beautiful.
Everything gon' be fine.
Trust me.
You can take your own sweet time.
Trust me.
We can take it slow and let this love affair grow into something we both enjoy. If you know me, just get to know me. See how wonderful our lives can be. If you only just get to know me. There'll be no more words.
Trust me.
You're the lead in my story.
Trust me.
You can let it go and leave the past behind. Trust me, peace is what you'll find. If you know me, just get to know me. See how wonderful. Just get to know me.
Don't make me pay for what others did to you. I'll make you a promise I will never do anything to hurt you. Oh, and there's one thing for certain. You should get to know me. All you gotta do,
just get to know me.
I'm pretty sure you'll see
how wonderful
right here on We Talk Radio Network. Gotta thank you so much for tuning in. Lots and lots and lots of hot topics happening. You know, I hate to start it out with like the gloomy stuff. People always be getting on me, Q. I gotta have a lot of crime on your show. I like crime. I like news. I like keeping, you know, up with the stuff that's going on. So we got some crime news and stuff that's happening in the community that I definitely think that you all should hear about what's going on. Some of it actually happened right here in Dallas. So, like, crazy stuff. A one-year-old, I don't know if you know, a couple weeks ago, a one-year-old was shot and killed. So, yeah, so we're going to talk more about, matter of fact, I want to talk about that one like right now. I do see the phone lines lit up, so I want to thank y'all for tuning in tonight and hanging out with us. So a man actually was arrested. It was a one-year-old boy. He was shot and killed. His name was Rory Norman, and he was shot and killed. They were trying to figure out what in the world happened. Well, it looks like a man was actually arrested. It was actually a triple shooting. Two doors down from where he actually was shot and killed. It was a mother, his girl. It was actually his girlfriend, her mother, and another relative that were actually shot during the altercation. But it was two doors down from where the one-year-old was shot. So you know, they really don't know at this point if they're related. They're trying to figure out if the two shootings were actually related. Young black boy, you know what I'm saying? Young black man, senselessly, you know what I'm saying, shooting folks. So, you know, Keith Smiley, I know you, you're new to Dallas. Actually, you're not new. And this was actually a shooting. I don't think in the triple shooting, I don't think anybody was murdered in this one. I think, but the 1-year-old boy, they're actually, like I said, still investigating to see if this was related and, you know, what actually clearly happened. But they are calling the shooting of the 1-year-old boy an intentional shooting. So you're new to Dallas. You came to us from Arkansas. You know, when you hear about stuff like this, first of all, I'm sure stuff like this happens in all of our hometowns, but when you hear about stuff like this, does that make you regret actually moving, you know, here to Dallas?
No. And the reason why, like you said before, is, I mean, that's uncontrollable, and that's something that happens everywhere, no matter where you go. But I will say the crime here in Dallas is probably, you know, I would say it's a lot. You wake up every day and somebody's getting killed or something like that. So I mean it's almost like we know something gonna happen by the end of the day, every day. So at this point, what do we do? You know, the police or you know community. I mean, is there anything to do? We just gotta sit back and watch people die, innocent lives. So,
and it's sad. It is something we can do. You know, we can start what we call community policing, and you know, these kids are supposed to be in class, is running the streets during the daytime, and we know it's supposed to be in class, but we don't say nothing. Back in the day, remember what they didn't let us get away with that kind of stuff back in the day. If we were caught out during the daytime. And they knew we were supposed to be in school. I mean, man.
Right there. Tell your mama. You're going to get it there, and you're going to get it when you get home.
You know, but nowadays, don't you touch my baby. Don't you say nothing to my baby. You know, people's hearts aren't the same anymore. And as a matter of fact, I really don't want nobody touching my baby or saying nothing to my baby either. Because folks' heart ain't right. You know what I'm saying? For real, their heart ain't right. You know, but what do we do? You know, at the end of the day, we got to trust one another to help one another, but folks' heart ain't right, and I know me and you both can agree, folks' heart ain't right. So I know the other day we talked about this case. There was a young man who actually allegedly sexually assaulted. He's been accused of sexually assaulting and killing a 92-year-old woman, and this was in Queens, New York. And he claimed that the cops had been trying to. You know, he claimed he was trying to help the lady, but then he lost his balance, his belt broke, his pants fell down, and his genitals accidentally came in contact with hers, is what he said in court. He's 21-year-old Raiz Khan, and he told detectives that he found the woman, Maria Fuentes, on the ground near Liberty Avenue and 127th Street. At about midnight on Monday and tried to help her. He told detectives he fell down, his belt broke, his pants fell down, and his penis fell near her vagina. Now, at that point, something came over him, he claimed, and the defendant then stated that he did lift up her skirt, and then he tried to put his penis inside of her. Yeah. Now, he said he admitted to suffering uncontrollable urges and said that that was the first time he had acted on them. She actually, Fuentes, the 92-year-old lady that was murdered, she actually was laying half-dressed in 32-degree weather for about 2 hours before she was found conscious but incoherent at about 2 a.m. Now, she suffered a broken spine, rib fractures, and bruising on her chest and neck, and this is according to court reports. Yep. And he's due back in court on my birthday, Wednesday. Woo! So excited. Not excited that need to do back in court for that. But dude, just excited. It's my birthday. What is that? Not that it's going to be that big of a deal.
Turn up.
But we're going to have some fun. And I'm just saying. You know, we the other day, T Smiley, I think I showed you there was a video of a young man in Brooklyn, and he was trying to kidnap a young lady. You remember that? And during the altercation, so I actually found recently a full video of the whole thing, and I'm going to actually send it to you. I just found it a little bit ago. And the full video is, it's from top to bottom, literally what happened with the case. How he literally saw this young lady on the subway. So this is what happened. There's the man, he sees a girl on the subway, he's tapping her on her foot, you know, and you can't, there's somebody else recording, so you can't really tell how she's responding, but you could tell she wasn't really interested in what he was saying. Whatever it is he was saying, she wasn't interested in it. So he kept trying to tap her on the foot, and she wasn't interested in whatever he was saying. And finally, he's telling her, hey, I'm gonna do the next stop. Like he's pointing to the next stop or something, you know. And she kind of puts her jacket back over her head, like whatever, you know. And, you know, trying to ignore him or whatever it was. And then all of a sudden the train stops. He jumps up out of his seat, picks her up in such a way that he grabbed her under her arm and between her legs and was carrying her within one half a second flat off the train. Literally had removed her entire body from the train, and she didn't even realize what was happening. She didn't even know what was happening. Shout out to Vanity. What's up, Vanity? I see you in the chat room. What's up, boo-boo? She didn't even know what was happening. So she was yelling and screaming for the guy she was with. She was like, hey, hey, hey. He finally gets up. The guy who grabbed her let her go. He had literally pulled her all the way back to the chair on the subway, you know, like a little, like a bench. He had, I'm surprised he didn't take off running with her, but he didn't. He sat her down, you know, on a chair. I guess he got startled because she was screaming, you know, and so he didn't really know if she was going to keep screaming if it was cops on the subway. He don't want to be running with nobody with a body on, you know, so I don't know what he was going to do. You know, we don't know. But luckily, he let her go. She hopped back on the subway. The guy she was with, she was trying to get him up. He got up. She stopped the train subway doors from opening up. And the guy was still sitting in the same spot on the bench, right? So then all of a sudden, the guy who kidnapped her, tried to kidnap her, get up off the bench, and starts walking. And the guy who was with the lady originally, you know, gets up, and, you know, a couple other people come to her defense. And, you know, they were like, you did try to kidnap her. So over the course of time, they see this man on the streets. So this video alleged kidnapping, goes viral. And people are seeing this man on the streets in Brooklyn. And when I tell you, they beat the brakes off this man. And there's several videos, and over the course of time, the last thing he does was defend himself by saying, "I was trying to help her. She said she was being kidnapped, and I was just trying to help her and get her off the subway," is what he said. Does anybody believe that? No, they do not believe that at all. Oh, shout out to Skype. What's up, Skype? I don't know where you're calling from if you're from Skype. Right? That could be from anywhere. So we'll figure that out, of course, in the logistics later. But shout out to whoever is calling in tonight on Skype. Thank you. So it was really real, like for real, for real. It was real watching the video. It was real. Stacy said, yeah, she saw it too. Yeah. It was real watching that video. It was totally real watching the video. You could tell that this was real. It wasn't staged. Because people kept saying it was fake. It was not fake. It was not staged. The way they beat the brakes off this man in the city, down the street. They beat him in the street, telling him to get out of Brooklyn. He is not welcome with that crowd. So later on, somebody evidently went trolling on his social media, or they found him drunk, and he was basically saying how he likes young girls. That was one of the videos. He was drunk. Definitely he was maybe not drunk. He was high on something. He was intoxicated with something, and he was speaking about how he likes young girls. So this is on video, real talk, no joke. So I'm definitely not going to put it up on my Facebook page. I mean, on my We Talk Radio page, but I will put it on my We Talk Radio Facebook page so that y'all can take a look at it. I can definitely do that, put that link up there so y'all can see it. But, yeah, I think it was sad. I don't know if I had never seen anything like that. I've seen a lot of things in my life, but that's how they're doing these kidnappings nowadays. So you got to really be careful. You have to be careful. You absolutely cannot take any chances. Tell your kids, show your kids that video, like for real, for real. Show them that video. That way they'll understand exactly what's happening in this world. Like, this is not a joke. It's not a game. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more of this incredible and amazing show. It's the Kid the Unplugged Show right here on We Talk Radio Network.
Make me want to say, yeah. Make me want to.
Ooh, ooh.
Couldn't forgive myself, I don't believe. Slip away again. What a pity, what a shame, I'd be a fool to let the situation get out of hand.
Gonna stop, and everything else is still. What if you were the reason someone smiled today? What if someone looked at your smile and was completely infected with the smile syndrome? Author Lisa L. Dalton has created a pathway to help you find peace within while helping others smile too. Author Lisa L. Dalton is a profound inspirational speaker, educator, and fitness instructor that has a passion to help make every day count and make life a little sweeter. Find author Lisa L. Dalton online at findingpeacewithin.org and start your new journey to peace today.
We can play the notes as they were written. We can color in between the lines. We could both release our inhibition, create a love that's only yours and mine.
Welcome back to We Talk Radio. It's Kia D and the Hot Topic panel.
Oh, man, my bad. Welcome back to the Kia D Unplugged show right here on We Talk Radio Network. She's smiling. Just threw me completely off. I had something I was going to be talking about, but I literally completely forgot exactly what that was. Thank you, T. Smiley. I appreciate you. Good looking. Good looking. Shout out to this weekend, we're going to hang out and have a good time. But shout out to this past weekend, Deanna Chandler. She had her exclusive VIP launch party for her beauty line, Hacks Beauty. So I saw all the beautiful pictures. Congratulations to everybody, to Deanna Chandler. And then shout out to everybody who was there. I heard it was absolutely amazing. I actually do have her lipstick product. I actually was able to give it out as a gift to all of our models that attended the show. And they, each of them love it. So I gave her a Facebook shout out. If you go to my Facebook page, and you'll be able to actually see it. My Facebook page, people want to know my Facebook page. But you know what? It's funny. I've got 5,000 friends already. Like, there's no need in giving you that. I've got like 2,000 friend requests right now. There is no need in me trying to give you my Facebook information because you can't get on it. So find me at We Talk Radio because I'm not going to accept any more friend requests. No friends. Sorry. But find me on We Talk Radio. www.wetalkradio.com is the website, or you can go to all of our social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all that stuff, and you can find us on there as well. Shout out to our social media team. They do a good job of making us look good and all that good stuff online. So we are going to come back here in just a few minutes, and we're going to be we got a couple more hot topics that we're going to talk about tonight. It's Hot Topic Night. Hot Topic Panel will be joining us in just a few minutes. I believe CCP is out there. Big Joe was there a moment ago, but I know Big Joe can't get on. He is literally just, he is working so hard. I'm very proud of him, very, very proud of him. So he cannot, he only get on sometimes now because his work schedule changed. Remember, he wasn't working at night and he got the new job, blah, 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 blah. It's just, listen, brothers will do what they got to do to make it work for a family. What I won't do is excuses. So real talk, I'm proud of my brother, no matter what it is. So he'll call in now. He'll call in and, you know, give, you know, 20, 30 minutes part of the Hot Topic Panel. So shout out to him. I think Métis is on the Hot Topic Panel. I got to get back over there. But I think Métis is also on the line as well. So, yeah, we'll bring them in here in just a second. And we'll be back in just a few minutes with more of this incredible show. And this right here is Jay Bay, one of my favorites.
I may not have a Thank you.
Welcome back to We Talk Radio. It's
you're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.